The Lord bless you with his peace and his comfort, heart dwellers. When I came into prayer with the community, that's usually when the Lord speaks. And the message today, he said immediately, pray for New York City, especially. Pray for New York City. I lived in New York for 3 years. And it's quite a place. And he had some things to say about it. He's asked us all to fast on rice and water for 7 days and to really intercede for our nation, because enough prayers and fasts have not been offered to save us from what is coming and what is planned. And so we have instructed the community for the older people, for the men who are working really hard. They're allowed to have some kind of protein along with their rice. And for the elderly, they just do what they can do. But we don't have anyone here who's really elderly, just in their 60s or so. And for them, I gave them permission to have milk and a hard-boiled egg as a protein source. And for those who can't have milk or egg, to have tuna. I'm just passing that on to you if you want to join us in this fast. And I'm begging the Lord to send us a spirit of supplication so that we can really enter in deeply to what's going to happen to New York if we don't pray. Okay. So the Lord said to me, pray for New York City especially. And then I said, Lord, please give us the grace needed for this fast and show us what the older and weaker ones are to eat, please. He answered me, I think you have a good start. Just tell them to moderate their appetites and not stuff themselves, but stop before they are feeling full. This is another useful form of fast. Yeah, the Desert Fathers used to do this. At times didn't fast totally. They would eat just enough, but they wouldn't feel full. They'd stop eating before they felt full. And that was a fast offering. He continued, I asked you to pray for New York City because they do not have a clue of what is going to happen to them there. They are entirely taken up with the world in such a fast pace that there's little time for me, even among the Christians there. In the past, I have sent them many signs to help them wake up to their vulnerability. Most recently, floods were a strong sign to them. 9/11, COVID, flooding. None of these have made a lasting impression because they are a strong, survival-minded people. They are very strong. There will be 3 more signs given them before their demise. Now, this may also depend on prayer. Everything depends on prayer, guys. Everything. And what the Lord wants to do in a certain situation. He doesn't want to do it, but he feels like he has to. What he has to do in a certain situation, if the hearts change, just like in Nineveh, they declared a fast and wore sackcloth and ashes. If hearts change enough, then the Lord mitigates whatever was coming. But then Nineveh later on still got destroyed because they went back to the evil practices that they had before. Except this time, it wasn't in Jonah's time. Okay. I asked him, I said, will we hear of these 3 signs? He said, that's doubtful because you do not follow the news, but I will try to guide you in that without you becoming taken up in the news. These are strong warnings, clear, and some will take them very seriously and leave the city. Now, after he said that, being curious, and he didn't offer to tell me what they were, but I had a sense that there might be some sinkholes. And part of the city might just go straight down and sink. Or earthquakes. Or a tsunami. But what especially hit my mind was the possibility of a sinkhole. You know, if a whole skyscraper just collapsed down into a hole, that would wake a lot of people up and would tell them they need to get out of Dodge. The last thing he said was, these are strong warnings, Claire, and some will take them very seriously and leave the city. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy towards them. New York is a very cultural city, and some would rather die than move away. Their roots and history goes deep, and they love the city. But my spirit will witness to them at the appropriate moment. Understand, there are many Jewish people there with strong roots, and our people tend to be tenacious, which is a wonderful quality for the right cause. But you know, tenacity for one cause can turn into invincible ignorance and stubbornness for another cause they are not warm to. Lord, what can we do? Pray that they will wake up to the danger around them and begin to desire to move away. And then he was quiet for a long time, and I asked him, Lord, what's on your heart? He said, oh, so much more. For the whole world is approaching the time of judgment, and so few are ready, so very few. And I love them tenderly. Yet there is little I can do for those who choose to be stubborn and blind. The third world countries of the earth are well aware that the time of judgment is near. Many understand this because of geological events and the way they've been oppressed by multinational companies. They sense in their hearts that something is seriously off. They have hearkened to the increase, exponential increase, to the warnings of earthquakes, flooding, and landslides, as well as fires and hunger. They are the first ones to feel these things, and they feel that the world is against them, which it is. The powers that be are bent on genocides of all races on this earth. Boy, that lightning is appropriate, isn't it? Some cry out to me, others cry out to idols, but they are praying and sensing their end is near. It is the ones who are hardened that do not respond because their lives are taken up with deadlines and political events. Yet none of that will matter when this happens. This is truly a time for evangelism and to draw all men to me. This is why I have called you to fast and pray that they will find me before it's too late. So many souls hang in the balance. My people, I want you to engage more people with end times happenings of the day. Help them to see all the warning signs I am allowing to get their attention. Tell them of my deep sacrificial love and how I suffer with them. Tell them how my heart breaks for their losses, and that I am not a far-off God, but one who is present to them at all times, but especially when suffering engulfs them. They are not used to seeing their deities as being vulnerable, and this will be new to them, demonstrating my compassion. They have no clue how very close I am to them and how very deeply I care, to the very point of entering into their suffering with them to lift some of their burden. They can relate to suffering and loss, but never in a deity. Rather, they see them as far off and only approachable with sacrifices. To me, what they are suffering is enough of a sacrifice, and I want to relieve them of this. Tell them that I am with them to comfort them and release them from every bondage. I created them free to enjoy this world, but greedy men have stepped in and taken advantage of the poor, even to the point of demanding they buy what was freely given them, such as seed for their land. Remind them that I too was a poor laborer working with my hands to support my mother. I know the pangs of hunger, I know the oppression of the police and soldiers. I am acutely aware of how others are favored above them, and that is not my way. Money has never been and never will be any kind of issue in my life. But my heart is taken up with their welfare, curing their diseases, feeding and clothing them. They never need to fear me because I am full of forgiveness for the things they are sorry they did, and I paid the price in my passion. Tell them I never intended for them to suffer oppression and so-called Christian armies and governments do not represent my heart. Rather, they are eaten up with greed and manipulative agendas. And I am deeply sorry for their oppression. Tell them also that when they give their lives to me, I guarantee them a place in heaven where I have already gone to build a place for them with my own hands. Oh, Claire, there is so much I want them to know about my love for them. Tell them it is not the wise and rich I favor, but the poor and simple who are my personal favorites. Do not be afraid to come to me, my very little ones. I long to take you under my wing and make things right for you. I long to cure your diseases and restore you. Be not afraid. Come and receive my great love and provision for you. I bless you now, my little ones. Come, rest in my heart. And that was the end of his message. Hail that you hear in the background.